1.
2. 4.
Sometimes I feel stronger, like, you know, I've got this thing inside of me and I'm fighting it, and mentally I'm, you know, keeping it under control. And some days I just feel so vulnerable, it's not funny, you know what I mean? But yeah, it shaped me. If I hadn't had AIDS, I mean HIV, I reckon I'd be a different person, yeah. I'd be a weaker person.
Well, it's not that I feel like I'm lucky or anything, it's just like it's happened to me. So it's like I will get through this, get over HIV.
I guess when people think about HIV or AIDS in Australia, they think of probably adults, firstly, and secondly, probably the gay community, and that basically it's just a disease that affects adults mostly. They don't really think about families or children. But there are actually several hundred children in Australia living with HIV in terms of that they're living with it in their family. And there's actually probably about 120 positive kids under the age of 18 in Australia as well. As a social worker at the Paediatric HIV Service at the Sydney Children's Hospital, my main role is to provide support to kids and their families who are living with HIV. We run camps, we have support groups, we meet with kids on a one-to-one basis. The vast majority of kids we work with are born HIV positive, so they've contracted it from their mums, and they often find out about it in pretty sad and painful ways. Many of them find out when either one or both of their parents have been diagnosed or become sick or even died. And I guess all of this would be hard enough to cope with as an adult, but most of these guys find out when they're really young and often when they're still in primary school.
I've kind of grown up with it. My nan and pop told me, I think, because my mum and dad died with it when I was 5 and 6. I remember being in the hospital all the time and dad being across the other room from my mum. I knew that they were going away, like they were dying, but when you're a kid, you don't really understand that.
When my mum passed away, I found out because my dad got me into this room and said, I want to tell you something that I really want you to know. So he told me when I was 8 years old, and that really had a big effect. As a little kid, like, you just don't know what you're going to say, so it's like, okay. So you just walk away, never pretend it never happened. Well, I've had two people that passed away that were my parents. They were the only two that was positive. I always wanted my mum to see how I was going and my dad, but unfortunately they're up in heaven, but I think they're looking down on me and saying how good I am.
I really have no idea. I think around age 4 or something, and mum was telling me what happened was she wasn't sure when to tell me, and there was something on the TV about World AIDS Day or something, and I just stopped and looked at it. And she thought, look, this is about time I should tell him. And now that I'm older and stuff, I actually don't remember when she told me. It feels like I've just known all my life.
Once the kids find out that they do have HIV, it can be a massive shock. Even if some of the kids may have suspected that that they had some sort of health problem, it can still affect them on all sorts of levels. They feel angry, scared, depressed, cranky with their parents, cranky with the world. It can be a bit like dealing with grief. And on top of that, there's the issue of disclosure. So they've got this great big secret, and who can they talk to about it? And that can be a real tricky one. For a variety of really valid reasons, most of the kids we work with choose to keep their HIV status more or less to themselves.
I suppose it's like two faces. You have one that you put on when you're by yourself, and then another one that you put on when you're out with people and stuff. So it's easier, like you can keep it to yourself and be upset or whatever, but when you're out with people, you'd rather make them laugh and just forget about it and be happy than bring everyone else down with it. I'm not really trusting a lot of people, and I suppose I'm more careful than a lot of people and had to grow up a lot quicker too. So I take like a lot of responsibilities by myself and stuff.
There was a situation where I was put in one day when I was at my mate's house and one of them had to do that diabetes prick test in the finger. Someone asked him, oh, does that hurt? And then my mate kind of sort of passed it to him and said, well, try it for yourself like that. And I just kind of looked at that. I didn't change the needle or anything like that. I was like, eventually everyone in the room was doing it. It got to the point where it was around the room and they were going, oh, go on, you do it now. And I was just like, no, I can't do it. Hey, come on, what are you, scared of a little pain or something like that? I was just like, no, I just can't do it. I don't want to do it. It's just a waste of time. And they just said, oh, what are you? Because I'm kind of pussy. You're not one of us, you know. You're afraid of pain and all that. And, like, I guess my first reaction that I wanted to do was roll up my sleeve and say, oh, look at all the scars all over my arm. You're saying that I'm, like, afraid of pain. Look how much pain the needles have given me, and you guys are sitting here trying to tell me that I'm afraid of pain because of the stupid little diabetic needle.
In primary school, I disclosed to the entire school one morning. They had a meeting the night before for parents, and they said that there's a kid in the school that has HIV, and they said my name. And the parents went home and told their kids. And so the next day I kind of came in and they were like, oh, he has AIDS, and kind of running off. But then we went inside and we had an educational video and we played that, and then I got up with my brother and we just said, I have HIV. And after that, everything was really good and people just treated me normally from then on. But now the thing is, in high school, no one really knows because it's a different area and I'm much less comfortable with it now that kind of sex is an issue and girlfriends and stuff.
Well, in Australia, we've known about HIV for the past 20 years, and even though community understanding has moved a fair way, there's still a lot of ignorance and stigma around HIV. There's a lot of blame associated with those that have the illness, and there's still a lot of misunderstanding around how people get it, especially when we're talking about teenagers. If you're a teenager and you've got HIV, the last thing you want is for, you know, the whole world to know. And sometimes you don't want anyone to know because, you know, as soon as one person knows, it's out of your control. It's around the whole school or the neighbourhood in a couple of minutes. You feel like you just can't even trust your best friend with a secret like that. It's so big. There's too much risk that things can go wrong and get out of your control. They keep it entirely to themselves, and they've not only got the burden of living with this disease, but on top of that, they have the burden of not being able to share it with their best friends and even some of their extended family.
It's the secret that I can't tell that really hurts me. Because, like, other kids, they can tell secrets, like, from down in their heart, but I can't tell my secrets. I really like to talk about it, HIV, but I know if I talk about it, kids, you know, might go, yeah. They might walk away, say, I don't want to be your friend or anything. They might think that I'm a different person. They might, you know, leave me out in games. And I don't want to be left out in games. I always want to be with my friends.
Yeah, I do feel different from my friends, but I feel the same as them. Except I have this secret inside which is killing me most of the time, because kids from my school always, like, you know, like, rip HIV off and all the time, like, make jokes about it. But they don't really know anything about it. They don't know if anyone else has it, so they don't care. And you sort of have to keep it a secret to kind of save yourself from other kids harassing you and stuff.
None of my friends know. My mum, my little sister, she's 12, she knows. My dad, close relatives, that's about it, yeah. One day I'll have to tell someone. You know, it's hard enough not being able to tell anyone, but to hold the secret, it's really hard. Sometimes I just want to tell, you know, just get up and shout it out and see what happens, you know. See who runs and see who stays.
I've told my friends, like, I have a weak immune system and I talk about my T-cell count all the time and stuff, and they're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And they understand that and they're like, oh, I feel so sorry for you. But then if I said, and it's called HIV, they'd probably be like, oh, okay, and move away and sort of thing. So it's like, they know what it is, they just haven't clicked, like, what it is actually.
I guess HIV is something wrong with your blood, like disease eating away at your other blood cells, so your defence barrier isn't strong enough to hold that away. So it's nothing to be ashamed of at all. It's just you take vitamins or tablets or drugs or something to help that.
Oh, I think these guys are pretty amazing, really. They've had to face so much in their short lives, and some of them are the biggest challenges that, you know, you could imagine. And all of that, you know, before they're teenagers, pretty much. They've got every reason to feel upset, angry, and really alone. Don't get me wrong, they've got times when they're, you know, sad or pissed off with the world, but on the whole, they're strong, smart, funny, and really compassionate towards each other and, you know, towards the world. They really are positive kids. They've got lots going for them. They're looking ahead in their lives. They're making plans for the future, and they're just a real inspiration.
I'd like to be like a personal trainer or a gym instructor or physiotherapist, something like that.
Just to be able to hold down a good job and just to be able to live normally in society without thinking always in the back of my mind what happens if or who can I tell or, yeah, stuff like that.
I'd hope for other people to have a better understanding about it, and a cure even would be good.
Maybe if there's not a cure, it'd be nice if they could invent, if there was that thing apparently that's going around that it stops the disease from being passed on to children, because in Africa it's a pretty dire situation, and, you know, hundreds of people die that don't have medication and stuff. Eventually, obviously, if we could find something that stops it from being passed on, then eventually it will be cured, because it'll just eventually just die off.